Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, welcome into DGS here on a Monday. Dave out for the rest of the holiday season. He'll be back on January 2nd. I'll be back on the 30th. After today, I'm out until the 30th. Rach, when are you back on the 2nd or are you back on the 30th?
I am hosting the show tomorrow, and then I will be back on the 2nd with Dave.
So then the 30th and 31st, so tomorrow is just you. 30th and 31st will be just me, although, again, with guests and other voices mixed in there. So that's kind of the play. And then Christmas Eve, we're going to be rerunning our 100th anniversary celebration because Christmas Eve is the 100th anniversary of the existence of KMOX. So that'll be a fun day if you missed any of that, or even if you heard it once. There's some great stuff in there, amazing stories. We had Dan Dierdorf on Rush Hour Sports. It was awesome. Bob Costas was great. In fact, Bob Costas was on with Dave and John Goodman at the same time, which was a hell of a fun. That was of all of the stuff that happened, that was probably my favorite. That little bit. There's a lot
really
of cool
neat
stuff there. So that'll be on Christmas Eve. And then, you know, of course, Christmas Day will be Christmas Day programming as it typically is here on KMOX. Rach, you caught my attention with something you had on the rundown, and that was the misconceptions about the 90s.
Oh, yeah, let me get this pulled up because I really want to see if you agree with a lot of these on this list in this article that I found here.
I mean, 90s are basically my time, man. That's like the first decade where I was a grown person.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what this is. Is this are adults who lived through the 90s, came into adulthood in the 90s, sharing things that a lot of people misremember about that time. I mean, I was alive in the 90s, but I'm going to be real. I'm probably misremembering a lot, or, you know, you just kind of watercolor what's going on because you're a kid and you don't really know what's going on, like, in the culture. And
yeah,
what
the
90s
to you is probably the 70s to me.
Yeah, just like kind of a blur.
Yeah. I remember it. I was a little kid.
Right. So here's the first misconception that people point out. The fact that the early 90s and the late 90s were two very different times culturally. People saying things like, I don't like it when I see a picture of the Spice Girls and the caption says, like, so 90s. This is something I agree with because even though I was a kid during the 90s, there is a stark divide between early 90s and then as you get close to the millennium. To me, there was a huge difference, but what do you think?
I think it changed a lot. I think that was maybe one of the first big accelerations in terms of a decade.
Okay.
Where before that, things kind of lasted longer. And because, look, think about the 90s as people have the internet in their home. Like, I didn't have the internet, it really wasn't a thing for real. Mm-hmm. I graduated college in 94. I did not have an email until after I was out of college. We didn't have it in college. It wasn't even a thing. Most people didn't have it. So if you think about, like, the internet really started to boom in the mid-90s. And that's when culture and trends and things started to speed up. So it makes sense. I would agree. Like the early 90s were still basically the late 80s.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of change or difference. But as you got past 95-ish, you got into cell phones. Because look, in college, I graduated, again, 94. No pager, mm-hmm. no cell phone, no internet. I never did a college project on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Not one thing. And then after that, you know, like, oh, hey, you're online with dial-up. It's AOL. And then as internet speeds started picking up and cell phones and pagers became more thing, things sped up. I think that's actually accurate. I agree with that.
So since you're talking about cell phones, I'm going to skip forward a little bit and get to this part of the list. This says cell phones in the 90s were considered tacky and unnecessary unless you had a job like a doctor or something. Oh. But if you were just an average person and you were talking on a cell phone, people were like, what is your problem?
Oh, it was you looked at them like they were the biggest douches in the world. Because honest to God, at the time, you had to be pretty wealthy to have a, because it wasn't called a cell phone. It was a car phone.
Yes.
You had a phone that was attached to your car, and then it became the brick phone, where it wasn't attached to your car, but it was this giant brick in your hand. And I remember, I can distinctly remember the first guy I ever saw with a brick phone. It was at, on campus at Miami. It was at the baseball stadium, and it was a guy, I don't even remember who he was or why he was there, but I looked at him, and we all looked at him like, what do you need to be on the phone out here for? Just go somewhere and make a phone call. Like, why are you so important, Mr. Big Shot?
Yeah, I remember my dad got my mom a cell phone that you plugged into the cigarette lighter adapter. And it was like, we only ever used it like specifically to call my dad if it was an emergency.
Right,
it was never like, oh, I'm just going to call so-and-so and see how they're doing.
Because it was expensive.
Yes.
I mean, there were no like plans back then where you're getting like unlimited calls or whatever. It was, you're paying by the minute, and it was a lot by the minute. So anything you did, typically the people that I, you know, when I got one, it was like, if you're making a call, you're just making a quick call. You're like, hey, I'll be there in 20 minutes. Okay, boom, bye. Because you didn't want to spend the time or the money on talking for 5 minutes.
Okay, here's another one. This one goes kind of deep. It says a lot of people talk about the 90s like it was some sort of utopian decade. So sure, a lot of stuff was awesome, but we also had the AIDS epidemic, the crack epidemic, heroin epidemic, police brutality, domestic terrorism, plus casual sexism, racism, homophobia. It was basically not as, because we look back at that time, we're like, everyone could just get a house. They could do this and that. But there were a lot of other problems too, socially.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And that would have been true in more true in the 80s and then more true in the 70s. The further you go back, the more true those things are.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is from the perspective of the average person, which is what we're talking about. The perspective of the average person, those things didn't impact the average person. But especially things like the crack epidemic and AIDS, like the average American citizen, that was not on their radar. Mm. It was affecting a very small percentage of people in a very terrible way, in a way that we all should have probably had more sympathy for or more awareness of. But again, in the 90s, it was easy to be unaware. And I think that's where that bliss came from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, prior to the explosion of the internet and cell phones and constant access, a lot of that happiness and that calm that Dave and I talk about from the 80s and the 90s was ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
You just didn't know things were going on that often. So I think that's true. I don't think it changes the reality, though, that for the average person, that's what it felt like then.
Here's another one. Property was cheaper, not cheap as in affordable to all. So that is a common talking point these days, is it's like, it was so much easier to buy a house, and maybe it was easier, but it didn't mean that every single person could get a house. Does this make sense?
Yeah, I think so. It relatively speaking, it was much closer to the norm for more people.
And also, I want to point out, we had less bills just because of
that's
the fact.
Right. That's right.
You didn't have to pay for a cell phone.
That's right. You didn't have internet connection for a lot of that year.
Things like streaming services, that's not something you have to have, but most people do, and it does take up a good chunk of money each month. So there's just more things to spend money on now than there was in the past.
And
so
things
your money
that you
goes
need.
Away quicker. Yeah.
And things that everybody has, right? You're absolutely right. And cars are more expensive now, too.
Oh, yeah.
And your car payments are way more. So think about, we can do this on an average, on the median, right? So the median house cost of a house in 1998, and I picked that because that's about when we bought our first house, was, I think, $140,000. That was the median. And the median household income was $40,000. So 140 to 40. When you look at that ratio in 2025, it's a whole different game. So what is that? That's a little bit more than three times an annual salary, right? When you look at it in 2025, the average cost of a house is $500,000. Now, the median, though, is $400,000. And the median household income is $83,000. So it's five times your annual salary for the median household, for the median cost of buying a house. So it went from three times to five times in that amount of time. So, yes, that's still correct. It was not affordable for everybody. You'd have to probably go back to the 70s to where it was like anybody could buy a house. Mm-hmm. But I know this. In the late 90s, we bought a house, and my wife was not working. We decided together that she was going to stay home when our daughter was born. And I was the only one with a job, and we bought a house and qualified for it, and it was perfectly easy to work it into your budget.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it was like no problem, easy peasy. I wasn't making that much money back then. I was really young and new in radio. But even on a single income, two young people in their mid to late 20s could buy a house and afford it, not go broke because of it.
Right.
That's a little less common now.
Okay, let's do one more of these and then we'll go to break. Common misconceptions people have about the 90s. This one surprised me, Wheels. Drunk driving didn't have the stigma that it does today.
Well,
it actually took a long campaign waged by Mothers Against Drunk Driving to shift the public perception on how dangerous driving drunk is.
Yeah, and again, that's another one. The more you rewind it, the more true it is. By the late 90s, I mean, it was a thing. You knew. Like when I was in high school, there was a lot of that. You know, don't drink and drive stuff. And a lot of people were pushing it, but it was still commonly done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's obviously since then become less and less common, thankfully, because we were stupid for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I forget where it was. It might have been, I can't remember which state it was, or it might have been national when they banned drinking in your car.
Yes.
And there's this video of a guy going, this is America. Why can't I crack home a wrap up with a beer on my drive home from work on a Friday? I'm like, well.
There's a lady who's like, it's like we're turning into a communist country.
Times did change.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, it's Monday on DGS. Just me and Rach hanging out today.
This
or should I say Rach and I? Yeah, I wouldn't say me hanging out. I would say I'm hanging out. So, yeah, it's Rach and I.
This is kind of like a I don't know why, but this is a Christmas Van Halen song to me.
You think?
It sounds Christmassy.
I mean, it's got that the kind piano. Of positive, you know,
yeah.
like...
It's like peace on earth, goodwill toward men.
Well, since you brought that up, you got some of the best rock Christmas songs?
Yeah, I have a list here. UltimateClassicRock.com did a voting bracket to find rock's best Christmas songs. Uh-huh. Let's just do the top 10, shall we? Because they actually have a list of 16 here.
Oh, boy.
Number 10, Christmas All Over Again by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
All right.
To be honest, I don't know that one. I also don't know 2,000 Miles by The Pretenders. I also don't know Step Into Christmas by Elton John coming in at number 8.
I don't think I know
that
one either.
I do know Blue Christmas by Elvis Presley. That's number 7.
That sounds like all the old ones, though.
Right.
It's not really a rockin' song.
Right. Good point. Little Saint Nick, The Beach Boys, your favorite.
Oh, I love that. I'll tell you this. I like that better than like the ones from the 1920s or whatever.
Okay.
Because it is about the style of music. If you played Christmas carols in more style of music that I am, it's fine. It's not about the content. It's not because they're Christmas carols. It's because they sound like they're my grandmother's music because they are.
The coming in at number 5 is Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight by the Ramones. I do love Father Christmas by the Kinks. That comes in at number 4. Run, Rudolph, Run, Chuck Berry, number 3.
That's a great one. I probably enjoy that as much as any, and the versions of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will say, none of these are on the top list, but there are a lot of alternative Christmas songs from the past 20 years that are really great, and I encourage people to check out. Number 2, Wonderful Christmas Time, Paul McCartney. Mm. That one, I never want to hear it because it just gets stuck in my head for like the rest of the season.
I hate that song.
It's not great.
No.
And then number 1 is Little Drummer Boy, Peace on Earth by David Bowie and
That's
David
pretty good.
Crosby.
Yeah, but I like David Bowie a lot.
Me too.
So his voice makes everything better.
May he rest in peace.
I'll tell you this. Here's a recommendation. A Twisted Christmas by Twisted Sister. It's a whole album by Twisted Sister.
I don't like the thought of a Twisted Christmas.
It's traditional songs, but sung in the style of Twisted Sister. And it's not good. It's hilarious. All right, it's DGS on a Monday and in our normal spot here just after 3:30 is our good friend Dave Murray. What's going on, Dave? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm looking at you on camera wheels, and you need some sun.
It's the winter. Maybe you could do something about that. Order me up some sun, brother.
There's a fair amount of sun this week.
Yeah.
Not completely sunny, but there's a fair amount.
Yeah, not in a way that will get me outdoors.
Got to get you to spring training.
Yeah, I'm definitely of the pale variety.
Oh, I know.
And, you know, you'll see in the summer there will be a little more tinge of red because I'm out coaching baseball a lot, and you'll see a little bit more of that. But if you roll up the sleeves, it's even whiter. It's like, ugh.
Oh, don't do that.
It's blinding.
You know what? I don't like it when people who are able to tan get on us pale people
Dave.
For being pale. It's like, if I could be tan, I would. You don't think I want to be tan? Of course I do.
No, but sitting next to wheels, you look tan.
I know. Well, I'll tell you this. If I turn off the halo light, it's going to look a little more normal.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
Still.
That's true.
Yeah, I glow. I'm not going to joke. I'm not even kidding. You know.
By the way, Dave Murray joins us from the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Desk.
Dave, I burn in moonlight.
Have you guys seen?
No, I believe that.
Have either of you seen the movie The Holdovers with Paul Giamatti?
I didn't see it. No,
it's really good. No. It's Christmas. It's a Christmas movie. Basically, came out a couple years ago. I just watched it again last night, and there's a kid in the movie who ends up going skiing, and he's very pale, and the glare from the slopes gives him the worst sunburn.
It's real.
Yeah,
I wonder how many
real.
People.
It's real.
I wonder how many people have gotten like burnt to a crisp because they don't realize they need to put on sunscreen for something like that.
Okay, so. 3 people here. Raise your hand if you've ever gotten sunburned driving in the car with the windows up and the air conditioning on.
I have not.
That's hard to do.
Yeah. You get the whole side of a face will be red. And you're like, what is going on? I had the AC on. I had the windows up. Well, when you're a ginger, Dave, this is what happens.
I know. We watched the red one last night. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, no, I haven't.
I haven't. Not seen
Is
that
it
one.
Any good?
You know what? I recorded a bunch of Christmas stuff. Now, it's not good for my almost 6-year-old grandson.
No, it's more a grown-up movie, yeah.
You know what? We turned it on, and it was like, yeah, let's give it 5 minutes. Yeah, you know, I didn't have a lot of hope for it. It was great. I really enjoyed it.
That, right. Those are the best movies, too, where you think, like, this is probably going to be stupid. I'm not going to like it. And then you get drawn in somehow.
Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes low expectations is what makes an experience okay. Because,
mm-hmm.
yes. you know, yes. if you're thinking it's going to be good and it's mediocre, you're like, all right, I'm out. It's not good. But then
That's
if you're
I
like,
approach this show.
Yeah, smart. Especially today. No Dave, no Andrew. Jeez. You're like, ah, this is going to be a sucky segment today. Oh, look, it's not bad. I got to make fun of Wheeler's pale yeah. skin. So you guys had the family in already, right? So now
they were in for a quick, like a long weekend.
Okay.
And then they're coming back on the 30th.
Oh, all right. Very all right. Cool. So quiet, yeah. quiet Christmas, like
yes,
day and all that.
So. Yeah, that's okay. With Janice's broken elbow, that's okay.
It's good
quiet
downtime.
Is fine.
How's she doing?
She's doing okay. We yeah. see the doctor on Wednesday morning going mm-hmm. into the holiday.
All right.
And nice. You know what? Better.
Man.
Long haul, though. As you well know, broken bones.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it getting to the point where the pain is more tolerable? Because I know every time I've had broken bones, it's that initial period of time is just nonstop.
Yeah, I'm going to guess no at this point.
Okay.
She still has the splint on. That's helping you wear a sling for
right,
a long time.
Right.
I have a feeling the doctor kind of threw it up in the air the last time we saw him last week. The splint may come off on Wednesday, and I know he's going to look at her and goes, hey, I'm thinking of taking this thing. And he's going to look at me and I'm going to go,
yeah,
leave that sucker on for another week.
I err on that side too. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Cause even though like when you're the one in the cast, cause the bones I've broken, it's always a cast. So you're in it for a period of time and,
right.
and you know it. And I've always felt like, give me the extra 5 days as opposed to early. Cause when it
yes.
comes off, you don't feel right. It's sore. Your muscles aren't very strong.
Sure.
And I would like everything to feel better. You know, you want to have like no pain because you bump anything you bump hurts. Ugh.
Yeah. And my concern is that she'll start using her left arm, her left hand.
Yeah.
Like you normally would.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just human nature.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It just kind of kicks in.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll
see. You're right. A brace or cast or whatever certainly is a good reminder that you should be protecting that.
Right.
It's definitely a constant. Like, yep, don't do that. Can't do that in many
right.
cases. I wonder, Dave, so you said it's a splint now. Is it one of those like...
It's like a half a cast.
Okay, okay.
That's the way to put it.
It's kind of short arm here.
Yeah, it goes up to about her wrist.
Okay.
And comes up a little
just
bit
just above the elbow.
Shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's half.
Yeah.
It's the half that protects the elbow.
Yep. All right. I've never had that. I've just had the full plaster thing or just like a brace that goes on that's got like metal rods on each side that kind of holds everything together.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it gets better fast because we all know how much it's a lot of pain and it's just a lot. It affects everything.
Yes, it does.
Everything you do. Reading.
Yes, it does.
Reading. If you want to read, it impacts your reading. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, well, hopefully doing better. Get some Christmas cheer.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right, so what are we looking at? What are we looking at for this Christmas
week? We're looking at a warm week. I mean, that's all there is to it. Above average temperatures, 62 tomorrow. A very weak cool front comes by tomorrow night. No moisture with it. A lot of clouds, 44. Wednesday, partly to mostly cloudy. This is not a bright, sunny weather pattern, even though the temperatures are warm. There's going to be some cloudiness around. But Wednesday, more concentrated on the clouds than the sun. 69 on Wednesday, 73 the record from 2021. So that is safe. Wednesday night, Christmas Eve, a lot of clouds around. I can't rule out a sprinkle of rain, but I think it will be tough. But how about 55? 55 for the overnight low, Christmas Eve. Christmas Day, partly sunny, high 71. 71 is the record from 1889. So I'm tying that record right now, but we'll see. That'd be a nice record to break because it's so old. And colder, I think we're back into the 40s by Sunday, but not before then.
Okay.
All righty then.
There you go. Santa will make it. If all the kiddies listening out there, he always makes it.
Clear sailing, yeah.
It. Yeah.
And you can track him. Have you ever done that, Dave, on the NORAD site?
Yep, I'm getting ready to... Yeah,
such a helpful tool on Christmas
site.
Eve. You know, you gather that.
Yeah.
We used to do this all the time so we could let the kids and the family know, hey, It's about that time.
It's time to get to bed.
Yeah, we got to start getting ready because look, it's right there. You can see where he is. And we're not too far down the path.
Ooh, the countdown is going. We have 1 day, 11 hours, 18 minutes, and 12 seconds until Santa's coming.
11, 10, 9, 8.
That's fantastic. I want to do some headlines, Rach?
I would love to. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. I do want to let the audience know as well, Dave Murray will be on with us tomorrow at 3 instead of 3:30. So just a little bit of a different time slot to accommodate some other things tomorrow. But we'll still be getting the weather and we'll still be talking to Dave Murray just a half hour earlier. Okay, headlines. A mock funeral was held for the penny at the Lincoln Memorial as production ends for the 230-year-old coin. They basically delivered an autopsy report outlining the economic demise of the penny now that we are no longer producing it. Look, I don't ever use penny. I don't ever really pay with cash. And if I do, I certainly don't use change. I usually just hand over the 20 and then get change back. So the penny doesn't personally affect me much, but it does make me sad that it's being phased out. End of an era.
I'm like, please get rid of all the pennies.
Really?
Because every time you get them, you don't get to do anything with them. They just sit in a drawer or something.
Yeah, put your change in the bank. I save all my change, and twice a year,
really?
I go to the bank with it.
I never go to the bank.
I always say to the teller, this is your best morning ever.
Yeah. Like, take it to the Coinstar machine.
Yeah, I've done that, but unfortunately, they charge you a fee.
Yeah, that is a bummer.
Which is fine, because then I don't have to go to the bank. I'm already at a place that I have to go. I have to go to the grocery store. They have them there. I got to go there.
This is a really cool local story. Brandon Barrett is a St. Louis area Eagle Scout, and he has achieved a rare feat by earning all 141 merit badges offered by Scouting America. Only a very small fraction of scouts across the nation have accomplished this before turning 18. So congratulations to Brandon Barrett. Very, very cool.
Yeah, that's pretty great. And I don't know how you have time to do all that.
I know. I mean, you've got to work so hard. And Brandon plans to continue his involvement in Scouting America as an assistant scoutmaster and wants to inspire future scouts with his achievements.
I wonder what the weirdest badge is. And I don't know the answer to that.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Most obscure Boy Scout badge.
Yeah, you know, what's the hardest one to earn? What's the easiest one to earn? It gets me thinking.
I didn't make it out of Cub Scouts, so
neither did I.
Yeah. So I have no idea. Like, wait, here you go. Here's one that's from a website called Scout Smarts, and it's the 7 rarest, strangest, and most obscure merit badges. So let's see here. Where are they? Oh, okay. One of them is for inventing.
Yes. So Brandon must have invented something.
Yeah.
You have to get a patent in order to receive that badge.
Stamp collecting is one. Bugling is another one. I would probably count that. Surveying. That doesn't seem strange to me. Surveying. That would seem to be.
It's very practical.
Very practical for an Eagle Scout. Drafting.
Good.
Drafting what? What kind of drafting do we? Oh, you mean like this is like. Artistic drafting, right?
Yeah, not race cars.
Yeah, I'm like, is it going to get a race car and draft? I can do that.
It's called the Tokyo Drift badge, and only a certain percentage.
Another one is nuclear science.
Wow.
That would be a lot. Consumer buying. There you go.
Well, congratulations to this young man. Yeah. I am extremely impressed. Like,
me too.
Just listing off those badges alone.
Here's the strangest one that I can see is as far as named, and it's not strange to do, but it's called Nut Culture. It says this is the badge that where scouts learn how to grow and care for nut trees. And it was eventually replaced. So it's not called that anymore. Now it's called Plant Science. I like the other name better.
There was some committee that was like,
we've got to change that name.
We need to change that.
We need to rebrand this.
I feel weird every time I say that.
Yeah, we're taking too much heat online. We got to change this one.
All right, you guys.
Too many jokes.
Let's just do one more headline, and then we'll have to go to break. Some people are saying all I want for Christmas is a Powerball win, and that's because the jackpot has swelled to $1.6 billion, making it one of the largest lottery prizes in United States history. So the potential winner could choose between a lump sum payment of $735.3 million or an annual prize of $1.6 billion. Odds of winning are 1 in 292.2 million. I'm feeling good. And the last Powerball win was in September. So good luck to everyone playing the Powerball.
Can you imagine walking into a bank with that $1.6 billion check?
Boy, I would have a lot of security.
Yeah, seriously.
Can I get a police escort to do that?
Yeah, wow.
Dave, thanks. Merry Christmas. And we'll talk to you. Take care.
You got it.
All right, it's TGS on a Monday. Dave is on his normal holiday. What do we call this?
It's his little siesta he did at the end
his,
of the year.
Walkabout. So it's just Rach and I here today. Rach tomorrow with a whole bunch of friends.
Yeah.
And then Christmas Eve will be a re-airing of our 100th anniversary celebration day, which was just amazing. That was from from 11/20, from November 20th. So many great names and guests and stories and things. If you missed any of it, you definitely want to tune in on Christmas Eve if you get the opportunity to. And then normal Christmas programming as well.
Mm-hmm.
Rach, our friend Julie Lally says she needs to see the turd baby magnet.
I know. It's in my backpack, which is in my office.
Because that's what was being sold on Friday.
Yes, we did sell out of the turd baby magnets. I was very happy with that. And thank you again to Adriana and Leo, who did. They're what amazing kids. The fact that they love the show and they want to help Operation Food Search so much that they spend time making these cool things to sell, and to everyone who like stopped by and bought the magnets, it's just really cool. We have an awesome community that listens to the show. But yeah, I was able to get my own turd baby magnet, which I will be putting on my fridge.
It's just the best name ever.
I always picture someone like tuning in for the first time.
And they don't know the story.
It's like, what is that? Like, don't worry about it.
Yeah. When Dave mentioned it the first time, I had never heard it before on the show.
Right.
And he mentioned turd baby. I looked at him like, turd baby? What are you talking about? And then he did the explanation and... It's your creation as a child.
Yes. He was supposed to be a little gingerbread man. I loved to sew. I had brown fabric.
How old were you again?
Probably 7 or 8. Yeah.
That's a pretty good creation for 7 or 8.
Well, thank you. I thought it was pretty good myself, but he got the nickname.
But let's be real.
Turd baby.
If that never happened, the legend does not continue till 2025.
Very true.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays. sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.